Not long after word got around that the men and women of Headquarters Company, 2nd Battalion, 130th Infantry had landed at Willard Airport, the people started dotting the sides of University Avenue. Those dots grew into crowds before the sirens marking the parade arrived. Santa Frazier and Char Mitchell walked several blocks up the street from Bevere Hall, joined by other U of I employees dressed in jeans or business casual, some with ID cards dangling from their necks. Frazier's nephew is a Marine in Iraq, so troop homecomings are important to her.
I just feel that I'd kind of be doing him a disservice if I didn't come out and support these young men and women coming back. And I'm so happy to see all these people out here. It's great.
Across the street, a worker at the Perkins restaurant hastily raises a mammoth Stars and Stripes up the flagpole. It makes occasional appearances on other days when it's not in danger of getting caught up in nearby trees. Frazier wishes her cell phone had a camera.
Oh, sure. Look, she has her camera. Woo! This is great. All right, I'm probably going to cry. I'll try not to. Wow, that's a beautiful flag.
A man passes out free copies of the News Gazette, compliments of a local bank. Page one, above the fold, contains a picture of a wall of the Urbana Armory decorated in banners and posters. The headline reads, Home Sweet Home. Across the street, two plainclothes U of I police officers await the bus parade. They're on duty, but Matt Ballinger says they're not here to work. Like a good number of people on this block, Ballinger is a veteran. He didn't see combat, but he has a lot of respect for today's soldiers.
They've got all the stuff they have to deal with, and especially, you know, back at home. That's a real tough factor. I was single when I was in, so that was kind of nice. But people with families, I just, having a family now, it'd be really tough to have to deal with that. I just couldn't imagine doing what I did back then. And have, you know, have families back home.
Anda Olson, who also works a short walk from here, has one more day to wait. Her son comes back from his tour of duty on Friday in Effingham. She's here in part because many of today's returning soldiers are the children or spouses of her family support group.
It's been very hard to concentrate at work, hard to concentrate at home, you lose sleep, but we're so proud of all of them. Very, very proud.
The parade nears, and Anda and some other parade watchers pull out tissues. Fire engines from as near as Champaign and as far as Cisna Park, two counties away, form part of the escort. The soldiers in camouflage grin and wave from behind the tinted windows of four white passenger buses, and the crowd waves back. The buses continue on their way to the Urbana Armory, and the well-wishers file back to their offices. It's been a controversial war, but Michael Rudzinski says the 130th and other troops are doing their job following the chain of command. After all, he says that's the foundation of America's military structure. And Rudzinski says, personally, he thinks history will cast a more positive light on the military's actions in Iraq.
You know, catastrophe, disaster, that's always the news, and, you know, the smaller stories, the smaller success stories take a while to drift out, but we have our guys over in Iraq right now. I've got a son over there, so I have personal contacts with my family and with others who are talking about what we're doing over there, and very proud of what they've done and what they're doing right now.
Rudzinski himself did a seven-month tour in Kuwait and southern Iraq 3 years ago, and he says he knows how uplifting it is to come home and be welcomed with the respect of a community. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.